Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival, Giornata degli Autori. I'm here with Wissam Sharaf, the director of Dirty, Difficult and Dangerous, which was the opening night film today, right? And so, Wissam, your film is it's a love story, too, but it's not only a love story. It's a more complex, there is a more complex layer of issues that you deal through the film. How did you come up with this, and how did you manage this?
Yeah, it's exactly the term, how did you manage this? Because I had the good or bad idea, I don't know, of mixing two very complicated and serious issues, which are the Syrian refugees issues of Lebanon and also the migrant workers in Lebanon, which could both take three films each, you know.
Yeah, even
and,
more.
And probably. I had this idea of mixing them in one film. I had to manage mixing two big causes in one film without it being a social film, because I wasn't very interested in that question of personal taste, and also without it being a 1 hour and a half lamento of people suffering, because I think there is viewer fatigue about the Syrian refugees. I think lamentos are not what I want to say in my life, because living in Lebanon, you want to say something else than just crying and being a victim. So I tried to orient it towards a love story, to find a treatment that wouldn't be all the time dark and sad. So I wanted to elevate the film into something else, and this is how it came up. A love story. In the starting 2012, in the heights of the war in Syria, I live in Lebanon, so we had those Syrian refugees coming into our streets. You know, we lived in neighborhoods, in building, everything is clean, and there were these guys in the street, you know, with nothing in their hands and only carrying themselves and carrying these parts of metal that they were trying to get from people, scrap metal, and in order to live. And they were carrying this, and they were saying this. They had this sentence that they say, which is Hadid has batariyat, which means metal copper batteries. Mm-hmm. So if someone has one of the three,
that is keeping repeated.
Yes, and in parallel, in the street, there was another population between brackets, which was those migrant workers, mainly from Ethiopia, carrying their madam and mister, as they call them, their employers, usually elderly people, trying to help them do their daily walk. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes they were them, sometimes they were the dogs, but they were always carrying something. And just by looking like this, I had this idea, I saw this parallel, those two atlases, those two Sisyphus, carrying all the time. And I said, okay, what if I did something with this, something symbolic, and what link could I find between those two parallel trajectories in the streets? And the link was a love story. Let's give them a love life. Yeah. Let's humanize them, because they love each other. I mean, they're human beings. They can love each other. But in the view of us, Lebanese bourgeois, we don't think that these people are humans and can love each other. Mm-hmm. So this is the idea behind the film.
You also made it in a very light mode, because As you just said, the two issues were so heavy that needed to be treated in a different under a different light, and you made it very light and very funny as well. I mean, there are very tender and fun moments. Weren't you afraid that the clash of the mode and the issues were too difficult to be done?
No, I think. First of all, I try never to be afraid when I make movies. This is rule number one. And rule number two is go to rule number one. So, I tried to make it light because this is how I saw it. I didn't want to do a research and to go to technical and go see NGOs and say how many girls were beaten and how many Syrians were this. And it's how I saw it. I saw it like that. Let's say that I talked only of what I saw. I saw as a journalist also the plight of the Syrian refugees, because I also work as a journalist. And I covered many, many stories of Syrian refugees. So I tried to pick the most symbolic ones. And fortunately or unfortunately, they were the lighter ones. They were the one with the symbolic and with a symbol in images also. Like, for instance, the metal. Exactly. I did a report of people on the no man's land between Syria and Lebanon collecting metal, trying to recycle metal from the destroyed houses in Syria and trying to sell them. And I thought this was very symbolic. There is light and there is unlight, but it depends who is looking at it. Because, for instance, this guy whose arm is turning into metal, this is dramatic. The guy is dying, you know.
And he, it's a kind of unreal and like fantastic also.
Completely.
Look.
Because it's fantastic, but in the same time, I leave it to the interpretation. Okay, you see a guy losing his arm. Usually people who lose their arm, what happens to them? Usually they die in the next 40 minutes, I think, if you did some first aid. And also it comes from my personal experience, which is not so light. For instance, this turning into metal, I come from a country where there was war, and I got wounded very seriously during the war when I was 9. So I carry in myself lots of metal particles that sometimes come out. So it also came out from my very painful personal experience. This is not going to show to every viewer, but I guess the vibe is there. And I always rely on ghosts in my film, on something.
Yeah, actually, you're right, because the vibe is of fantasy, we want to know what's happened. We want to know why. You know, it's a kind of, it's very gripping for us to see this as this thing happening to the lead character in a movie like yours, which is not a fantastic movie. It's like a very realistic movie. So these two levels are very intriguing and sometimes confusing, if I may say so. But at the end of the day, they work together.
Exactly. It's a kind of altered realism. There is realism, but there are ghosts. Like in reality, we live in a real world, but we also believe in ghosts, we believe in religion, we believe in invisible things. And this is why all the wars happen, actually. And so, you know, in houses, you know, if you let's talk about the Ethiopian workers, okay? There are many cases of rapes in homes. But I didn't want to talk of a rape because it would be the usual thing to do. And documentaries do it better than me. And it's their job. So I turned this into a vampire. So it's also a kind of rape. It's the action of trying to do something bad to another person, but in a personal way. So this vampire and this Bela Lugosi reference, that there's a Bauhaus T-shirt, and so I always try to evoke the social situation and the social issue through another way. I try to a metaphoric way, and it's risky, but I always do that, and I try to go towards this way. And in French, we say "advienne que pourra." I assume it.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for this chat with Sam Shuraf, the director of Dirty, Difficult and Dangerous, the opening film of the Giornata degli Autori here in Venice, 79. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.